And by I mean that, Greg is the guy that brings a tuna sandwich onto an airplane. That is horrifying.
Pretty much.
I mean, we're going to move past this because it's going to...
Disgust you that much?
No, it's going to preoccupy my thoughts. Like, I honestly thought, like, I don't actually know anyone who would do something like that. Like, I don't know
anyone
who would show up on an airplane and make it sound or smell like the dock. Like, that's a really aggressive play in the universe. Like, my tuna needs supersede your ability to fly to Phoenix comfortably.
Tell you something, if I'm running American Airlines, you're out. You're instantly out. You're banned.
Banned.
Look, you're from going to, this airline.
You're going to
go
Phoenix?
Try United. Go try Southwest. American Airlines, you're gone.
You're going to Phoenix, though. That's like an hour flight, hour and a half flight.
Yeah,
so, you can handle the
snow. You know what else you can handle? You can handle 1 hour, hour and a half not eating.
Yeah.
Till you land there.
Well, what if I'm really hungry? I need to eat my tuna.
Eat before you get on the plane.
I really like tuna. It's delicious.
No, it's a bad deal. It is a very, very bad deal. Don't forget, the 710 Mandy Awards, we made the announcement yesterday.
He's really confident
you can come and heckle Greg about his tuna choices. You can come and do a lot of things at the Mandy Awards. Here's how you buy your tickets. 710awards.net. One more time, 710awards.net. It's Sunday, February 26th at Quiet Cannon in Montebello. February 6th. At Quiet Canyon in Montebello, we're going to have best show, we're going to have best bit, we're going to have best producer, best all of these things. But most importantly, come and hang out. You're going to enjoy everybody here at the station. We're going to hang out with you guys. It's not on the air, so we're going to have a good time. We're going to make sure that everybody's enjoying themselves. You're going to want to come out and do that, and you need to buy your tickets because we sold almost all of them yesterday.
Well,
the supplies are getting short.
Let me give some context here. So yesterday... Yeah, station had a goal. The event's not till February 6th, so the idea is, and there's a good amount of tickets that, you know, obviously we're putting out there for listeners to be a part of this thing. Almost, or right around 60% of the tickets we have was sold in the first, what was that, between the three shows.
Yeah.
Almost 60% of the tickets, or right around 60%. The idea was sell 10 to 15% of the tickets yesterday and let this thing kind of work its way as we get closer to the date. It's not till February 6th, so... I say this to you, if you have any interest in coming out to this event, for all the reasons that Travis just mentioned, I'm not kidding when I say, just go buy them now, because if you don't, there's a very strong likelihood that you will not have that option, whether it's a couple days from now, a week from now, whatever the case is. 710awards.net, 710awards.net. It's $25 a ticket, and it includes dinner.
And if you just enjoyed Ask Slee a minute ago, you're going to really enjoy a live edition of Ask Slee at the 710 Mandy Awards.
Yeah,
and I believe that's the only thing I actually have to do, like work-related that day, is I have to, you know, curate the Ask Slee list and make sure that that goes down. Because, look, there's a certain... flavor of Ask Slee's that make this thing go, and I'm the chef on this thing, so I'm going to make sure that
we
right.
have a long way to go until we get to February 6th.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just a real question for the four of us in this room. I think I'm gonna go big.
Good.
Go big,
like bar area. Just
oh wow, this is exciting.
Ooh,
I'm very excited to hear this.
Might as well, right?
All right,
I mean, the problem is we got a show on Monday, but is it really a problem?
The Lakers.
48 hours of not feeling good, it might be worth it. I mean, if we're going to do this, let's do it.
48 hours.
Here's my question.
You drink.
Week.
Here's my question. Every afternoon around 1 p.m., I take a couple back.
Jaeger bombs.
I go back to the cube on the other side.
He's got a giant bottle of plastic vodka in his backpack that you guys have never seen before.
Can you do... I cannot do vodka. No,
oh,
thank
sure.
you.
Yeah, look, here's something.
I know.
Whatever you got, I'm down.
Yeah.
Let's roll. I'm not particularly discriminating in that regard.
All right, so 710awards.net. 710awards.net.
You right, are going to do more, by the way. You have to do more than just Ask Slee.
No, I've been told that's all I have to do.
No. You'll be doing more. There's also going to be Family Feud, where all the hosts are doing Family Feud. Yeah, no, you're a part of that.
We'll see.
Both of you are part of it.
That doesn't sound right. Nate in Vegas says, where would Slee want his hashtag Ask Slee jersey retired? Under Shaq or Kareem? By the way, I'd say Chamberlain, Abdul-Jabbar, Johnson, O'Neal, Bryant, hashtag Ask Slee. It sounds pretty awesome to me.
I would say, you know how they're all up there, so everybody that walks in, that's like one of the first things you see once you get into that bowl area. I would say bottom right, where maybe only like one section can kind of see it, because there's an American Express sign right there. Like, what is that? Is that Does Slee have a jersey right there? Yeah.
Why did Slee leave his laundry in here? Like, what is that doing here along the way? All right, so speaking of the Lakers, Stephen A. on his show yesterday, LeBron is expected back on Friday against the Celtics. That's
what
possible.
Woj was saying. Woj was saying that there's some growing confidence that he could come back. We know he's not playing tonight. Yep. We know Chris Middleton is coming back. And, you know, this is the start of a five-game road trip for the Lakers. You're sitting at 8-7. I mean, if you come back out of this road trip, and you won 3 of 5, I think it's a really good road trip. And I don't say that, you know, trying to be – if you could come back where you're plus 500 by the time this road trip is over and starts tonight against the defending champs, there's a lot of anticipation for this game.
So Stephen A. on his show was talking about LeBron, talking about the Lakers, and he said something very interesting about where he thinks LeBron is in his career.
I think LeBron has won his last title. I think it's over.
Okay. I'm glad 15 games into the season you feel that way.
It's not LeBron's fault. I mean, LeBron is going to be LeBron. He's going to come back. He's going to do what he's going to do. But I'm just saying to you that collectively when you look at Russell Westbrook's a member of the Lakers. Okay. LeBron's a member of the Lakers. And I'm telling you, they ain't winning no chip.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so he's...
You know, say it like that. just tell him.
Stylistics aside, he's saying LeBron is not winning any more championships. Mm-hmm. He's won the last championship of his career. Here are the cold, hard facts on this, okay? Mm-hmm. LeBron James is still one of the best players in the league.
Yep.
He's also at an age and an odometer reading that is way past the point where anybody would expect him to be a great NBA player.
Sure.
Okay? That he's already surpassed everybody's wildest expectations, that we've entered that time where here's just the reality of it. He's coming off of a season where he dealt with injuries and struggled to come back from them. He's into the early part of the following season after the longest layoff of his career in a very, very long time, and he was hurt almost immediately and has missed more than half of the team's games through the first 15 games. He's not getting younger, and it happens to everybody. Okay, he's still, when he goes, one of the best, but he doesn't go as often as he used to. And if we're looking at what we've seen with this Laker group, and the narrative has already changed. It's gone from, hey, listen, we got AD and Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony. LeBron can take all the time he needs to get healthy. These guys are going to do more than enough to keep us in position, et cetera, too. Just wait until LeBron gets back. It happened really fast. Yeah. I think what Stephen A. is saying merits a lot of discussion because it's not a hot take. It's a reasonable, kind of nuanced take.
Okay, so last night I'm doing Lakers talk, and I'm trying to, you know, I'm kind of setting everything up that the Lakers are, without LeBron James, it's safe to say this, Trav, they're at best, an average team without LeBron James.
At best.
They're 4-5 without him so far.
Against bad competition.
Against games that, you know, you would have thought, okay, the Lakers are going to handle business. You got the Spurs, you got the Rockets, got the Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, there's a lot of different teams that are part of that mix. Mark Spears came on, senior NBA writer for The Undefeated. And, you know, he's one of my favorite guys to have on. There's no – look, a lot of times I'm going to have Laker conversations. I'm going to do my best to take my Laker fandom out of the mix and just be as honest as possible. You know what Mark Spears kept saying yesterday?
Mm.
He kept saying, there's way too much of an overreaction on this Lakers start. And he was going to say, okay, Mark, tell me more. Okay, I'll tell you more. You have missed, tonight will be 10 games without LeBron James.
Out of 16.
We'll have the LeBron conversation in a second about, you know, his health, 266 games of playoff games after the coming into the 19th season, you know, on top of that. So that's three additional seasons. We could have that. But he starts kind of listing down. He's like, look, they have – how many games have Talen Horton-Tucker played? I said that he's played two.
Two.
Has Kendrick Nunn played yet? No, he hasn't. Well, just so you know, that was a good acquisition in the offseason. Okay. Trevor Ariza been on the floor yet? No, he hasn't been on the floor yet. All right. How have they looked? Not good, Mark. They haven't looked good. Just the way they're playing hasn't looked good. He kept saying – I know this is a very quick clip here, but just play what he said when it came to – the Lakers, because one of the things that he kept mentioning, and the Lakers are playing the Bucks tonight, he kept talking about how when Drew Holiday ended up with the Milwaukee Bucks, he'd have bad games. Nobody knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
The moment Lakers take on the Oklahoma City Thunder and Russell Westbrook doesn't have a big game, SportsCenter coming out the gate. You and I are firing left and right. Every other show is doing it. The magnifying glass on the Los Angeles Lakers is so incredibly larger on every other team. What he was trying to emphasize is you're 15 games in. LeBron's missed 9, will be 10 tonight. Can you give the squad a second? Play what he said there.
Take a deep breath. Relax, Lakers fan. LeBron is coming back. When he comes back, it should be a lot better.
One of the things that I know you've been concerned about is, so LeBron at this stage of his career, coming off some of these injuries, mm-hmm. he's supposed to just walk in and save the day because AD couldn't, because Russ couldn't, because Carmelo couldn't, because some of these other role players couldn't. It's a fair conversation to have. It's a fair argument to have. I'm not going anywhere near what Stephen A. Smith is saying, because what if he comes back, and I'm talking about LeBron James, and I don't think anyone's going to question LBJ still being able to do what he does. The question is just going to be his availability, right? Like when LeBron is playing, he's still LeBron James to an extent. Okay, let it come down a level. But the availability part is the question, and I'm not remotely close to sitting here saying that that's the last chip that LeBron James
has won. It's the worst possible thing that the Lakers could ask of LeBron James. Save us. Right? I mean, think about everything that we talked about with this team leading up to this season, with the early part of this season, at the end of last season was, hey, we got to get LeBron some help, man. This is an awful lot to ask of a guy who's basically played 22 seasons worth of NBA basketball. That's a lot. And in three...
What we were supposed to be saying is AD, in, Russ, in Carey.
In 3 weeks, we've gone from what you just said, hey, we got Russ, we got AD, everything's going to be fine, to save us, LeBron. After missing 10 of the first 16 games, save us, LeBron. After playing 22 seasons worth of basketball games, save us, LeBron. At 36 years old, save us, LeBron. I'm not saying he can't do it. What I'm saying is this is the worst possible thing you could ask him to do. Because this was not the plan at all. Now, a guy who is already in a point where, think about it, last year, for the first time really in his entire career, he got hurt where he had to miss a lot of time, mm-hmm. right? The ankle injury, the high ankle sprain. And he struggled to come back from it.
Remember he tried coming back after 20 games, and then he had to turn it off again and then come back for the playoffs.
He struggled to come back from it. Mm-hmm. You give him a ton of time off in the summer, and then really right out of the gate, after not playing at all in the preseason, he gets the abdominal strain at the early part of the season, and he's missed a bunch of time. Save us, LeBron. Is the worst thing. Now, maybe he is Superman. Maybe he's from a different planet. Maybe he's
one player.
I'm not saying he can't. Mm-hmm. I'm saying it's the worst thing you could ask him to do, because it's going to happen. He is a human being. It's going to happen to a point where, guys, I can't do this anymore. And that's why all those other guys were here allegedly, and now we've already turned the page to save us, LeBron. That's a hell of a lot to ask somebody at his position.
All right, let's do this. Let's take some phone calls when we come back. 877-710-ESPN. We'll talk about this Lakers-Bucks game. You want to make some comparisons between Giannis and Anthony Davis, if there's any comparison. What do you think of Stephen A. Smith talking about LeBron James, that he doesn't think, based on how things have gone so far this year, that LeBron will win another championship?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bro, some breaking news here. Greg was just in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
He's in for tomorrow.
Yeah, you're lying to yourself.
How about that?
You should do it, Greg. I've decided that you should do it.
I'm glad you decided, but the show that I'm going to be on right after yours is saying no, don't do it.
Okay. That's a GBP. Okay.
No, we have, I will save you half of my sandwich. And just have it after the show. Serious. That's a solution. That's a perfect solution. It's because of the show, which you're right.
Yeah.
I think you should just have a bite after the show then.
You're that guy that makes other people drink poison after you. Like, you know, I think I just drank something poisonous. You should probably taste it to make sure.
Yeah. Do it.
Just want him in, man.
You're the guy.
I think Berg would be a great mix to this.
I think Greg's a little smarter than the rest of us, and he's opted out of this thing because it's just a really terrible. Like, if Howland Reyes wants to bring the milds, I'll eat six of them. Like, let's go. Let's get it on. But this Howland version of this sounds really aggressive.
Yeah, I got an idea. I got just a hunch here. It's not going to be very mild.
You said, Greg, that O'Shea reached out on how to kind of neutralize some of the heat.
Yeah, O'Shea did reach out, and he said that you should coat your stomach with KO Pectate
steel
or or with Pepto-Bismol. Okay. And also use something sweet like donuts to counteract the heat of the sandwich.
What they mean by the Pepto is put it on your hand and just rub it on your stomach.
It's not a salve. You don't rub it on. It's not a topical salve that
Why
you rub
Why does Sliwa have his shirt off while he's eating?
Look, I'm going to go buy a crate of Pepto-Bismol if this maybe helps.
Tell me what you want. I'm going to go. I'm not kidding. Milk, I'll have
lemons,
the place stock.
Limes. And
yogurt. And
yes. This has been a popular one on Twitter, at Travis Rogers, at Alan Sliwa, is what O'Shea said, that glazed donuts, just like regular glazed donuts, apparently neutralize, because the capsaicin, which is the hot stuff, doesn't really come off of your tongue or your lips or your hands. And oh, by the way, be careful where you put your hands after you eat that sandwich. We'll just leave it at that.
I think they come with gloves.
Tongs and a glove.
It's so damn hot.
It's a mess deal. All right, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776 is the Dr. Pepper call-in line. And we're talking about the end of the line for LeBron, what Stephen A. said, that he's won his last title. I don't know if that's true. I think that LeBron still has one more
little
great
extreme,
push in him.
Little extreme, Stephen A. Little extreme.
But I do think,
yeah,
where I do agree with him, is that what the Lakers are asking him to do, which is basically save our season, fix this, is the worst thing you could be asking a guy in LeBron James' position, who's coming off serious injury for a couple of times in his career, mm-hmm. who's played 22 seasons worth of games in the league, and is 36 years old. That is a lot to ask of somebody in that position. Let's try Redondo Beach as our first stop. And Cassie, you're on with Travis and Slee.
Hi, Alan. Thank you for taking my call. Listen, real quick. These are the two top picks. John Morant, Damian Willard. And don't tell me we don't have the money this year. Westbrook's a keeper, Melo's a keeper, THT, God, it just tickles me to think of THT and John Morant together. But here's who I'd be willing to give up for that. Blazemore, number one, Avery, Ellington, and Rondo.
Cassie, appreciate...
I can't take any more missing shots.
Appreciate you calling in. Appreciate you. Here's the problem. Here's the problem, Trev. In order to go get some of those players...
To talk to you. This is up to you.
In order to go get some of those players, got to give something back. By the way, I do feel like Portland will do a full fire sale. That's going to happen
imminent.
Before the season
it
ends.
It feels imminent. It does.
John Morant is not going anywhere for 7 years. I don't think he's going to go anywhere. Okay, she had her suggestions. Yeah, she gave a couple of
One of,
her
of
picks.
My favorite talk radio things ever, mm-hmm. ever. Just not Cassie specific, but just ever is, you know who we should get is, we should get Damian Lillard. Well, sure. Yeah, they should get Luka, and they should get Giannis, and they should get Kevin Durant, and they should get Jimmy Butler, and they should get a whole bunch of guys. Go get LaMelo. These are all really, they're really good players. The Lakers don't have anything anybody else wants, and they don't have any picks to kind of incentivize a future option. They've traded away their picks, and most of what they have are, you're not getting Damian Lillard.
Yeah, it's not happening
for those guys. That's not how that works. I think it is a really tall ask to say to LeBron at this point, hey, you need to fix this. And it changed. I can't tell you, my head is spinning how quickly it changed from, guys, you don't understand. Yeah, LeBron's getting older, but this is why Russ is here. Anthony Davis is a top five guy. You don't think he can beat teams with Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook? Man, this is the perfect scenario, because even if LeBron
but
plays
isn't that,
and goes to the
that,
bench.
Shouldn't that be the vision?
It should be, yeah. But it changed in 3 weeks to, Hey, everybody, chill out. Once LeBron's here, it's going to be okay,
but
that's a lot.
What? Give me your perspective on it, not what other people were saying. Isn't it fair to change your tune a little bit here?
Of course,
that,
but my point is that this was from the beginning. I'm like, guys, this is not a good team. This is a team that
you didn't like the Russ fit.
I didn't like the Russ fit, and mm-hmm. I don't like AD as the guy that carries the water every night. He doesn't do it. He doesn't do it. Is he a remarkably gifted athlete? Sure. Is he a really good player? He needs to be your second best player. He has to be.
But you do realize that everything that you just said is based off of LeBron being there for the Lakers. So him not being there, AD is not supposed to carry the
right.
water
so
cooler.
So this is why whenever he was so excited about this mix, I'm like, I don't see it. I just don't see
it.
Yeah,
but what you're saying is LeBron has to be the best player. AD's got to be the second best player. Mm-hmm. And Russ is clearly the third best player on this team.
Not now, he's not. That's Carmelo.
You see Carmelo. Carmelo is all about you either hit a shot and you don't, and he struggled. He's going to come back to
Earth. Of course, he wasn't
going to
shoot 50%.
And he's coming back to Earth. These last three games, you go look at his three-point shooting. But just something to hit on what you just said, the LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook pecking order, that is still the vision. The problem is that Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook, did not do what they were supposed to do in the time that LeBron James was gone. That's how I kind of
view it. I think that's right. But the more you ask of LeBron, the deeper into his career, the less likely you are to get the result that you're looking for. It's just basic math that he's at a point.
2 years in a row, I said LeBron is not going to still be MVP level, and he was MVP level.
He's 22 seasons worth of games into
but
his
we
career.
We were saying that for two straight years.
Yeah, and well, it's changing rapidly because once this stuff starts to happen, it's very hard to stop it. You don't know real fear until you turn around and your kid's gone. That is the single scariest moment. You know, like you're driving on the freeway and you almost get sideswiped by a truck and that's really scary? Multiply it by 10,000 times and that's your kid was with you at the grocery store and now he's gone.
You want fear?
Sandwich?
How about that Howlin' sandwich tomorrow?
But yeah, well, it's close. It's pretty close.
What do you think about this? I used to do this to my mom before we get to all this other stuff, but I used to do this to my mom where she would go in and be like, just stay in the car. And I'll be like, okay, I'll stay in the car. So I would open up the door and then hide underneath the seat.
You're a bad guy. That's worse than the tuna thing. Okay, like I look,
I used
you,
to
Greg,
listen to her screaming, running around the car. Greg!
You.
What did you want her to do? What if she just went? What if she just got in the car? Like, is what it is.
I guess he walked home.
Yeah, this was a one-time thing. You can't do it a second time. Yeah, no. The second time they're just like, okay, fine.
There are consequences for young Greg if you do that a couple of times. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. It is time for Factor Cap.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Berg, you're up.
All right, so this is the first time that I'm seeing all these, so I'm just going to read them straight off on the paper as is. So the Mandy Awards are coming up. We've been talking a lot about
already
it.
Already don't like the approach. I think you should
just read?
Switch it up a little bit. I'm just.
No, what, do you want him to do, like a Brazilian accent or
just
something?
Just kidding. Just kidding. Go ahead.
All right, so Travis.
Yes.
Alan will have the best acceptance speech at the Mandy's. Fact or cap?
Fact. Because he's going to win for Ask Slee. Best bit of the year is definitely Ask Slee. I don't even think there's any question. Go to 710awards.net to vote for the best bit. But even if whatever else wins, it doesn't matter. Al's going up there and accepting for best Ask Slee for best bit. So, yes, I think you'll be prepared. I think you'll be humorous. I think you'll be ready to go. And you need to be because Ask Slee is the best bet of the year.
Okay, it's cap, and there's a couple reasons why. Number one, if Ask Slee won, you would have to go up.
No. Ask Travis.
But I'm telling you, you would, because you've driven the thing. I have nothing to do with it. Every time you say, hey, who's coming up, and we're doing our lookie and everything else, you say, hey, we got Ask Slee coming up. You would actually have to go up for it.
Why did you move your shoulders like that?
I don't know. It felt right. That's number one. Number two, I already said I'm going hard to the hoop. If I'm going hard to the hoop, that acceptance speech
will get even better.
Hey,
right?
Hey, grab. Get Slee off the stage.
I don't want
get Slee
you,
off the
like,
stage. Why is he walking around like it's a best man speech? Just stand up there.
You take the mic off the stand and start. All right, everybody, settle in and relax for the comedy stylings of Alan Sliwa. You know,
Slee's been does up he literally there. Drop the mic at the end of it? Like, throws it down?
But it's not even drop the mic. Like, I fumbled it. Like, it wasn't as if it was
it
smooth
slipped.
Or anything.
How do you feel that Travis is only saying this for Ask Slee? It's not for Host of the Year. He's actually taking you off of Host of the Year at that point.
He already took me out.
He took you out of it.
I actually took myself out first.
Here's the only award I care about. I want Ask Slee to win.
Okay.
The rest of it, if you like a different flavor of ice cream, I'm okay with that. You do you. I like my show. If you want to vote for it, I'll take it. But if you like a different one, that's fine too. I do care about Ask Slee. I want that to win.
Slee has been up there for 18 minutes. Perfect. He's still talking. People are literally leaving. We lost three tables.
Perfect.
All right, Alan. There is an unwritten rule that you shouldn't be calling or FaceTiming someone from the bathroom. Fact or cap?
I'm going to go Please. Cap.
Wait, what?
I'll tell you why I'm going to go cap. I didn't even know FaceTiming was even in the picture. If you were just having a phone call while you're at the urinal, and I'll use just our LA Live as an example, or go down to Staples Center, bro, you don't need to have a full conversation with your girlfriend or your buddy or something along those lines. I'm not even going as far as FaceTime. I don't want...
Bye.
FaceTime isn't even in the mix of this whole thing. FaceTime is if you're at the grocery store and somebody wants to have a full conversation while they're holding the cart down aisle 7. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Grab a couple headphones, have a normal conversation. We were talking about all we're trying to create in this world is just the right society. Guys like Greg that want to have tuna sandwiches... does not help society on an airplane.
It helps me.
This does not help society that you're sitting over there and you're moving your money from your 401k to something else. I hear the whole conversation going on while you're in the restroom.
Yeah.
Is that insider trading?
That this even exists is troublesome. That this is a topic
FaceTiming?
Is problematic. If you can't take however long you need to take care of that without being on the phone, you need to be locked up. You cannot do that.
This is a federal offense.
Yeah. No, look. I'm trying to do this without sounding like I'm in the seventh grade. Okay. So if you're in there doing what you're doing to go in there and you're saying, I don't know, man. I was over there and the guy came out of nowhere and he hit me. Why are you talking to your insurance broker on this thing? Like, why? Can this not wait 5 minutes? Well, you know, sir, yeah, I can hear both ends of the conversation.
And if you're on hold, don't put it on speaker. I don't want to hear anything.
How about this? Nature calls. You know what? I need to call you right back. Give me 5 minutes. Is that difficult that you can't just say, I'm going to call you back in 5 minutes?
We're busy people, Travis. So, you know, people need to do their business, and they do their business while doing their business.
If you FaceTime someone while using the bathroom, you are a monster. I mean, I don't know how to explain that. If you do that, you have something wrong in your brain that you need to share that with somebody else.
What if you're at home though? Let's take out the office building.
No, that is you go in, you close the door, you do what you need to do, and then you do whatever you need to
so
do.
So you're
after
never
that.
On the phone when you're in the bathroom.
Now let's go a step further here.
Oh, absolutely do that.
If you're at home,
yeah,
it's a completely different set of rules, but the same rules kind of apply. Because the last thing you also want is, why is it hollow in there? Why is there an echo in there? You know the dude's in the restroom. There's no carpet in there. There's nothing else going on there. Just, you know, you got to be very strategic here.
No FaceTime. No FaceTime.
Next. All right,
Travis. There is such a thing as sports documentary fatigue. Fact or cap?
Fact. You know, before you would get them periodically, right?
Cap.
For instance, when 30 for 30 first debuted, you couldn't wait for the next one, right? Yeah. They were almost always good. You would get one, and occasionally HBO would do a sports documentary, and they were really good, and you would get a little taste of one of those, and it was must-see TV. They were great. And then you get something like The Last Dance, which, yeah, we all wanted The Last Dance for a variety of reasons. Number one, because it was really, really good.
But and there was no sports.
No sports, for sure. We had all talked out the Tiger King, so at that point. But it does seem like there's every single week there's a new guy that's got a new behind-the-scenes look at this, that, and the next thing. I've hit my saturation point. I'm going to be much more selective when it comes to these things.
I want to lean towards where you're going, but I'll go cap. If it's a good sports documentary, it's a good sports documentary. You know what I mean? Like, as long as it's good. I mean, I can watch some of those 30 for 30s.
They're great.
I think as long as it's interesting. I think something you just hit, they're not interesting to you. The ones that are out right now, the Tom Brady one, I think KG has one out right now. Yeah. Kevin Garnett has one. I don't think those hit you. What was the last one?
For instance,
the Tiger Woods one. Remember the Tiger Woods one they did? Was that HBO?
It was HBO.
Yeah.
And it was great.
It was great because I thought the storyline was good. I don't know if these other ones are pulling me in. If there's somebody else, it might pull you in.
They're really good ones, too. Like, Tiger's is not a good example of this because Tiger's about as famous as a human being there is. But, like, the Marcus Dupree one, The Best That Never Was, right? Mm. That was on the other night. I was flipping channels, saw it. I watched the whole thing all over again. It's from an Oklahoma running back in the 80s that blew out his knee. Fascinating, because you don't know the story, right? And then you can get some of these that involve more well-known people, but those ones that you don't know that hook you like that, there's nothing like that.
So there's a George Gervin one I saw that came out.
The Iceman.
Yeah. Would you watch that one?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch that one either.
Sliwa,
yeah.
No?
No.
No? All right. Fine. All right, Sliwa, you always have your ketchup on the side of your fries, never on top. Fact or cap?
It's fact. It's kind of where it belongs, right? You want to keep the fries. The fries have to stay a certain... you know, you don't want them to get soggy. Putting some cold ketchup on there or whatever, room temperature ketchup, not going to help. Not going to help the situation. Put it on the side. By the way, then you kind of know how much ketchup do I want on each fry?
That's it.
Little dip, a little bit more of a dip, less of a dip.
Maybe
you kind of control the situation.
I think there's more to this, though. And Travis, I know you'll agree with this one. If you go to In-N-Out and you get animal-style fries, it's all piled right on top there.
Yeah, those
is
are,
that okay?
Yeah, well, those are fantastic. There's never a wrong way to eat animal fries. I mean, it's got melted cheese and onions and spread.
It's delicious.
Who doesn't want that?
Right.
But Al's basically
point
right.
There. That's not a bad
but
angle.
That's not
right.
Fries
if you get
ketchup,
carne asada fries,
right, totally different.
It's already all on there, but you can still get the sauce on
it's
the
basically
side.
Basically, nachos at that point. You're just using French fries instead of tortilla chips. Yeah. I want a little bit on this one. Perfect. I want none on this one. I want a bunch. I don't need those fries in the middle to get bombarded with a ketchup cannonball.
Then it all gets on all your hands and it's a mess.
Now you said animal fries.
Hungry, huh?
There's 700 calories that are going down at about 125.
That is a staple. When I go to In-N-Out, it's animal style fries, double double, chocolate shake, and I am just a mess.
Have you done the Neapolitan shake?
I'm not big on the strawberry.
Okay.
I don't like the strawberry.
What about
much.
Like a half and half? A little vanilla and chocolate?
Have you ever had the strawberry shake there?
Yes, I have.
It's pretty good.
It is good.
It was stupid. I was telling him a week and a half ago after the Rams-Titans game when Rams lost to the Titans and Travis was doing the post-game show, I was enjoying In-N-Out. It's just kind of something that happens. He was still working and I was just enjoying a great dinner. The strawberry shake.
It's fantastic.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's not a bad deal. All right, I saw something last night that you almost never see in professional sports. I'll tell you what it is. It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. So, I would not recommend this, but if you happened to miss the show yesterday, if you were, let's say you were traveling and you missed the entire day on 710 ESPN.
How about we get R&B music?
At the awards?
No, just right now.
Just right
some,
now?
Just some beautiful R&B music. Guy right now listening to the show with his girl.
Yeah, that's, by the way, I ain't going to go your way.
On the ESPN app.
Turn on Trav and Slee. Let's get in the mood. That's probably never been said.
Hey, babe, Trav and Slee are on.
Trav talks about tuna sandwiches and Slee loves the Lakers.
Let's get the candles on.
Freaky deaky.
All right, so if you missed it yesterday.
Coming over like early.
You shouldn't miss it. But we made the announcement yesterday. The 710 Mandy Awards are coming up on Sunday, February 6th. That is the Sunday before Super Bowl Sunday. So a week before Super Bowl Sunday on the 6th at Quiet Cannon in Montebello, we are having the Mandy Awards named after our esteemed leader, Amanda Brown. So she's going to be there. She's going to hand out awards. Keyshawn is going to host. Chris Morales is going to host. All of the guys here from 710, the entire crew, both on air, behind the scenes. Everybody's going to be there. It's going to be a big party. It's not on the air, and it's going to be a super good time. We're going to have a couple of drinks. We're going to eat a little bit. We're going to tell stories. We're going to play games. A live Ask Slee.
Yep.
There's a million things going on. Here's the rub.
I actually had to buy a ticket for myself. They said I was not comped for a ticket.
You need to buy your tickets because they are going fast. We sold, what was it, Greg, nearly like 60% of the total allotment yesterday.
Yep.
So 60% of the allotment yesterday. The first hour today, we were very, very busy again. So if you want tickets, they're $25, and you need to go to 710awards.net. Let me tell it again. 710awards.net. Come hang out. Al's already said he's going to go deep that night. So this is exciting.
This is
so excited for
this
that,
is
the
one thing. This is my one, the one thing I was, you guys got to go with me. Like, if we're going to do this, let's just all have a good time, not worried about what's going to happen on Monday, not worried about being hungover. Let's just, if we're going to do it, let's just do it.
You can talk me out of this. I think you can talk me out of this. But Greg and I were talking about this a little earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
I like, much like my compulsive eating.
Yeah.
I like to do this
stuff. I get it.
Away from prying eyes. You know, like, I'm going to take down a whole pizza, but you're not going to see me do it. Like, I'm going to do that in my house by myself.
I have a big difference in that.
But if I'm going to go heavy, I need a very small crew that we're going to do that. But you could talk me into it.
Well, drinking for me, I'm with you on the food thing. Like, nobody's trying to go take down. I mean, I guess if
it's... Not everybody.
I'll pause for a second there because there's been plenty of times I'm at dinner with, you know, my girl, and she's just like, "What? Who am I having dinner with? You know,
a wild animal?
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Hyena?
It's not a trough on the table,
dude. But drinking,
I'm not doing drinking by myself. I'm not doing drinking just chilling at home.
No,
I'm really
that,
not.
No, that,
for the most part,
sign.
The only time I'm gonna, you know, get after it is because Trav's having a good time.
Yeah,
Berg's having a good time. Taylor, we can't find because he's already took down half a bottle of vodka. It's going to be one of those type of situations.
What are you going to drink, Slee?
He's a bourbon guy.
Bourbon. Yeah. You're a bourbon guy? Yeah. Perfect.
Emily, all right,
then I can hang with you.
Emily was in. She went to a bar with some friends the other night, and she had like three. She had like a margarita, a beer, and a glass of wine.
She had like literally nine different types of liquor. Like,
you can't mix those.
No,
three.
That's a bad idea. She's
Were
young.
You drinking last night?
She's young. What was that? Hit me with that drop again, Taylor.
Were you drinking last night?
That was awesome. That's a good drop
that
right
is
there.
A good one. It's a good question, too, because sometimes, you know, you've had that. Speaking of last night.
Yeah.
When did New Yorkers start cheering for the opposing team's best player? Because that's what happened at the Nets and the Warriors. Steph put on a show.
Yep.
It was one of those unbelievably fun Steph Curry games.
Steve Nash said we're not on their level.
They're not. By the way, nobody is right now. The Warriors have kind of separated themselves from the pack.
How is that possible?
We'll come back to that. But just Slee, you were watching the game.
Yeah.
I was. The people in Brooklyn were loving the Steph Curry experience. Steph was kicking their team's butt. And every time he'd have the ball, you could feel the arena like, shoot it. And when he would and he'd make it, they'd go crazy for the opposing. You don't see that very often.
No, you see it when the other squad's not good. You
right.
see it when the other team's right. not supposed to go anywhere. You know, if Steph goes to Orlando, yeah, it's different. It's the only time they're going to get a chance to see him, and the Orlando Magic suck. You know, that's different. Brooklyn, that could be a, you know, which is kind of crazy to say, that could be a finals preview.
Sure,
you got people in Brooklyn cheering for Steph Curry. It was, I said this to Michael, they were just, I thought the Golden State Warriors start, there's a little fugazi to it, okay? That was my thought process. They're like the Lakers, played a lot of their games at the Chase Center, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of those games, and they took advantage of part of their schedule. That's not to say that they're not playing tough competition, but they're going to go on a tough road trip. They lost their first game to Charlotte. They did that. They had their first game, I think, on Monday. And then yesterday, you see the show that Steph put on. You see the show that the Golden State Warriors put on. You said this to me, and I'm going to give you credit for this. It's not just about who you have on your team. These dudes playing together. Look, Steph Curry is probably the leading candidate right now for MVP,
sure.
So I'm not trying to make it sound like they don't have any players. Steph is arguably the most important player in the league right now. But the freaking ball doesn't stop moving.
They play defense.
The guys hit shots. They collectively play defense. So one of the things that, you know, we'll get a chance to look at this tonight, Lakers have a lot of names right now, right? And some of the greatest players to ever play the game, and
sure.
I say that literally. The Brooklyn Nets have put together a squad where it's James Harden, it's Kevin Durant, and of course Kyrie has not been there this year, so that has a big part to do with it. But the way the Golden State Warriors are playing basketball and the fact that Klay's still not there, Wiseman is still not there, they're going to have some interesting options at the trade deadline.
They've got assets, too.
Maybe they're not a fugazi.
They're not. And the idea of Klay coming back, sometimes when everything's going really well, like it is with the Warriors, it's you don't want to kind of mix things up because why, you know, everything's going really well. But Klay's not in that boat at all because he's part of the core of that team and has been forever. You just slide him back in there seamlessly. Hall of Fame player, greatest shooter of all time. You just, it's not all of a sudden, well, where'd my shots go? No, it's Klay Thompson.
Yep.
He slides right back in there. It's not collecting baseball cards. It's not, ooh, I got a Russell Westbrook and, ooh, a Dwight Howard and a LeBron James and an Anthony Davis. It's we're building teams. Teams, you need some guys that understand their roles. You need guys that are role guys, D guys, rebound guys, shooting guys. You need to build a team, not a collection of famous names. And the Warriors have a bunch of famous names. Steph, Clay, Draymond, these are big names. But that's a damn good team.
Yeah, but that's the difference. The difference is they won those two championships with KD.
Mm-hmm.
They had the names.
Yeah.
KD, Steph, Clay, Draymond, Andre Iguodala, Sean mm-hmm. Livingston, they had all that. What they're doing right now, what do you mean you only have two losses so far on the year? What do you mean you're walking out to Brooklyn and putting on a show where in the fourth quarter it's not a game and Steph Curry is high-stepping and doing whatever he's doing against the Brooklyn Nets? That's Brooklyn. Brooklyn's supposed to be the team representing the East. You did it there. You did it in front of them. And you got Steve Nash saying we're not on the same level as them.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance is proud to support veterans with its annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program, now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping vets in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. All right, so we haven't talked Rams so far today,
yeah.
And I want to get into something that Troy Aikman said, because the Rams have some issues right now, mm-hmm. but what I heard come out of his mouth is just crazy, just absolutely crazy. And somebody threw a pretzel at somebody? That's
yeah.
weird.
Yeah, sounds justifiable.
We'll bring that up as well. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.